stress the word artist.
Now, back to the zone.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Matt Still in the studio with us today. Fury Electric Studio indeed. Justin Acri and Matty T and voicemails for you to listen to. We won't play those on the air.
No.
Are you you ever cover any Phil Collins songs? I'm going to guess not that many.
I like Phil Collins, but no, we don't cover a whole lot. Phil Collins is a talented man.
That's a question. There are very few guys who can drum and sing in combination.
Yeah.
Quite like that.
And he was making good-sounding records in the 80s, and, I mean, that was really hard to do because it was just right when everything was getting digitized and bit rates were slow and everything sounds all small and tinny and synthy and all that. And he was able to do that and still somehow have some real depth and bottom end in his recording. So, I'm pro Phil Collins.
I literally did not understand 9/10 of what you just said.
That was way too educated for everybody here.
What's that?
I said that was way too educated for everybody here.
I would say
Phil Collins is pretty country, what I'm just trying to say.
He's UK country.
Yeah, we went running some jugs the other night on Lake Hamilton. A little early for the big stripers, but Phil and I, we had a good time still.
I like Phil as much as the next guy, I guess. Matty T and I'll get out some nights and just get a couple cold ones and sit around and listen to A-ha's greatest hits over and over again. It's a little synthy, but man, we love it.
Hey, I heard you playing that new Daft Punk here.
I did.
That's pretty good, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, for what it is.
Maybe if you sang all your tunes in a helmet, I think get you some international attention.
That would probably it'd probably help us out.
What kind of helmet would you wear? Would you wear a Darth Vader helmet?
No, I would wear Matt Jones's helmet from that when he dunked it over that goalpost right there.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about what's going on at Landers Chevrolet. $4,000 off Equinox. All of them in stock now through the end of the month. Over 50 available, or you can take $4,000 off all new Camaros. That's a lot of dude for a Camaro.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
guys like me, that is a dream come true. I actually had a Camaro for a while. It was great. The car was plenty big. The trunk was not great for golf clubs. But other than that, it's spectacular.
Yeah, not a car you want to murder out of.
I don't even know what that means.
But it's had a small trunk.
Okay, seriously. It's good. Nope, that's why I have a Chevy Traverse, because that's a great car
that's
dumping bodies if you're going to go that
route. A little bit easier
route.
To murder out of.
Thank you, Whitey Bulger. Now through the end of the month, get over to LandersChevrolet.com, the all-new Landers Chevrolet, you know. They have all kinds of great vehicles for all kinds of different things. I was thinking maybe more put your musical gear in there, microphones and amplifiers
well,
and guitars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyway, check them out for other inventory and pricing and see the all-new Landers Chevrolet and find out why for the last 19 years they've been voted the best place to buy a car, truck, or SUV in all the land. Mm-hmm. It is the all-new Landers Chevrolet, exit 121 in Benton, Arkansas. Go see my man Tim Hall. He's fantastic. And please, if you're looking for a car like that, don't mention it to Tim. He doesn't want to be involved in that.
Yeah, you really gotta pick out something used because all the new ones have that trunk latch on the inside as you can open up. That was
makes it too easy to get away.
Yeah, that was like a flaw in the new Hangover movie. You know, clearly
I thought the same thing.
Thank you.
He would have been able to get out.
Easily.
Yeah.
Get out.
I can get out of a trunk. If it was between me riding in a trunk when I don't want to be in a trunk and me getting out of the trunk, I'm getting out of the trunk. I promise you.
You're going to get out of that trunk.
I'll kick a trunk open if I has to. Luckily, my short little legs can get into full kick position.
So you got to get that good fulcrum.
Look, I'm half man, half donkey. I will kick my way out the trunk. All right? I mean, my initials are J.A. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah?
I was born to kick. Have you seen my calves? Seriously. I don't know how you can miss them.
You had to show them
to me. Oh, you couldn't possibly miss them.
It's a long way down for me.
My nickname in college was Cavzilla.
Cavzilla,
true story. There are certain people in this world you do not want to irritate, Matt Still. I think it's safe to say.
Right.
You don't want to irritate a guy who you know carries a weapon of any sort.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to upset someone whose name is a color.
Like blue?
Right. Those guys usually have an edge.
Mm-hmm.
And you also
like
do...
Like Sterling from Center.
Right. Yes. You never want to piss off anybody who can build a nuclear reactor. And yet that's exactly what happened in Newcastle, Wyoming. A Wyoming high school senior built a nuclear reactor but was disqualified from the International Science and Engineering Fair on a technicality. Seems the 18-year-old, Conrad Farnsworth, what a name.
No way.
His name is Conrad Farnsworth of Newcastle, had competed in too many science fairs. That's why they booted him.
That's ridiculous.
According to the Casper Star Tribune, the infraction was reported by the former director of the Wyoming State Science Fair. Apparently people track this stuff. Who later did not have her contract renewed. So apparently they're against her now because they know that she could be starting a war. Officials at the University of Wyoming, which sponsors the state event, said the international fair, after the international fair, that the director acted outside her authority. The newspaper reports that he is one of only 15 high school students in the world to successfully build a nuclear fusion reactor. He says his disqualification was silly.
I agree.
He graduated this month and plans to attend the South Dakota School of Mines. What? Anyway.
Nice.
He's going to be a street performer now.
Is that, I mean, seriously, if you come to me and say, hey, I can build a nuclear reactor, I'm going to go out of my way to make you feel happy, comfortable, and be a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like, you know, on his entrance, like all those forms you have to fill out and stuff. Like, he just writes his name on it and sends a picture of the nuclear reactor he built.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he does to get into the South Dakota School of the Mines.
It's not mines. It's mines, like mining for gold. Isn't that weird?
Oh, I thought you said mimes.
No,
mines.
What's that again?
He's trying to get out of an invisible box.
Yes. Oh. He couldn't even get out of an invisible trunk.
Wow.
Yeah, mines.
What's his name again? Conrad what?
Conrad Farnsworth. Conrad Farnsworth, is this your nuclear reactor? You get down here and clean up this nuclear reactor right now. Oh, Mom.
It sounds like...
You're never going to get in the North Dakota School of Mines acting like this.
Son, how you going to learn how to build them mines? You can't even keep this basement clean with this nuclear reactor. You're embarrassing me.
Do you want to end up at the South Dakota School of Mimes? You better get down here and clean up your nuclear reactor waste. You're just like your father.